Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Isn't it great to be here at this remarkable university technical college? It was conceived, born and raised under this government. And it is a demonstration that while we've been clearing up the mess that we were left, we've also been building for the future of our country and the education of our young people. And I want to pay tribute to Angela for the great leadership that you're showing and the great education you're going to provide here in this remarkable school. Now, at the heart of this manifesto is a simple proposition. We are the party of working people, offering you security at every stage of your life. If you're a young person looking for training, if you're looking for a good job, if you want to buy your own home, if you're raising a family and need help with childcare or a great school place for your child, if you fall ill and need to rely on our National Health Service, if you're reaching retirement and want security, we are there for you, offering security at every stage of life. Yes, the Conservative Party, the real party of working people in our country today. And the truth is this. We are on the brink of something special in our country. These past 5 years have been a critical period. We've drawn on all the resources of our nation to turn a great recession into a great recovery. Together with the hard work of the British people, we've rescued our economy, created record numbers of jobs, put Britain back on her feet. We've put our country on solid ground. We've laid solid foundations. But let me tell you, the next 5 years are much, much more important. The next 5 years are about building on those foundations. The next 5 years are about turning the good news in our economy into a good life for you and your family. They're about realizing the potential of Britain, not as a debt-addicted, welfare-burdened, steadily declining, once great nation, which is what we found, but a country where a good life is there for everyone willing to work for it. A good job, a good home, a good start for your children, a good and secure retirement. Britain, our country, it's lived its long life as an exemplary country. The small island with a massive impact. The bright light in the North Sea that's exceeded expectations decade after decade, century after century. And we are on the brink of being that country once again. We can be the country that not only lives within its means and pays its way, but the country that offers a good life to those who work hard and do the right thing. The country that doesn't just lead in what we invent and create and sell, but how we care for the elderly and look after the sick. In Britain, we've always shown that we have the ingredients, the will, above all the people, to overturn what's inevitable. And with a strengthened economy behind us, this buccaneering, world-beating, can-do country, we can do it all over again. That's what I mean when I say we're on the brink of something special. This is a great country and we can be greater still. So let's not waste the past 5 years. Let's not let Labour drag us back to square one. Let us finish what we've begun. Now this manifesto is about how we build that brighter future, and it starts with strong leadership. Doing what is right and sticking to it. I see that around my cabinet table. When the Great Recession had this country in a stranglehold, when people were talking about a double dip and a triple dip, saying we had to change course, George Osborne said, no, we hold firm and we stick to the plan. When lobby groups and interest groups were railed against her, saying you can't deport this extremist or change that law, Theresa May, she said, no, we hold firm, we do whatever it takes to keep Britain safe. And when he was attacked from all sides for his welfare reforms, Ian Duncan Smith said, no, we hold firm and we stick to the plan because this is about giving people dignity and hope and getting our country back to work. And that's what we've done together. This is what we offer. Strong leadership, not weakness. Competence, not chaos. And that is what Britain needs today. I am so grateful to my incredible team of Conservatives in the Cabinet, and it is great to have them all here today. Thank you. Now, to me as leader, one word matters above all the others, and that is security. As Prime Minister, I've worked with our allies to go after ISIL in Iraq. I've helped to lead the global sanctions to punish Putin for his belligerence and Iran for their nuclear ambitions. And we've not only repaired the £38 billion black hole that we inherited in our defence budget, we're now implementing a £160 billion plan to get the best equipment to those men and women who stand between us and those who would do us harm. Yes, our brilliant, brave armed forces, and this party will always be grateful to them and support them in what they do. So big choices, and there are more of them in this manifesto. The choice to hold an EU referendum. Strong leadership isn't denying the British people a say and ducking the issue. Strong leadership is negotiating, getting changes on welfare so we can reduce immigration, and then letting you, the British people, decide in an in-out referendum. There's the big choice to renew Trident. Not three submarines, but four, so it is there 365 days a year. This is quite simply the ultimate insurance policy for our country. And then there is the big choice on how we deal with Islamist extremism at home and abroad. The threat is in many ways unprecedented. Think about it. Young people with every chance in life, in great schools, leaving Britain and all it offers to join a brutal death cult thousands of miles away. This manifesto equips the next government to tackle this threat, stopping young people travelling to Syria and Iraq, closing our borders to extremist preachers, banning those groups who want to congregate to spread their hate. And yes, we will give our security services the powers they need, including keeping up to date their ability to access vital communications data. But we also need to do something else. We need to assert the British values of democracy, freedom, tolerance, the rule of law, and assert them proudly. Other parties might be wary of causing offence or being criticised by those who see every single measure as an affront to their civil liberties. Well, I would say this. I've met the parents and loved ones of those killed by terrorists. I read the intelligence reports. I know the threats. I have to make the judgment calls needed to tackle them. And I know this above all. Our generation must fight the threat of Islamist extremism with the same resolve and tenacity as any threat Britain has faced before, because this is the Conservative Party and we will not risk our nation's security. Now, there is no national security without economic security. In fact, there's almost nothing without economic security. Every teacher in our schools, every operation in our NHS, every police officer keeping our streets safe, all of it, every single piece of it, is built on a strong economy. And that's why this manifesto is about seeing through our clear long-term economic plan. There's a balanced plan to clear the deficit. We'll do it in the next few years, not through tax rises on you and your family, but through sensible savings, reforming welfare, and clamping down on tax evasion and tax avoidance. Just as in this Parliament, we'll take action on the deficit, properly fund the NHS, and cut taxes for working people. And what's more, by 2018, we'll be running a surplus. Britain walking taller, knowing that our economy is secure and that we haven't passed on levels of debt to our children that they could never hope to repay. And in this manifesto, there is more. We've had over 2 million apprenticeships. We'll have 3 million more. We've had over 25,000 start-up loans. We'll have 50,000 more. Because we know that in the end, it's not government that creates jobs, it's businesses that create jobs, and we will always back them in their work. Now, we've seen the North growing faster than the South, and we'll build a Northern powerhouse to make sure ours is a truly national recovery. Across our country, there will be university technical colleges like this one, upgraded roads, electrified railways, high speed two, and yes, let's build that new high speed rail link between our great cities in the north too. Let us see this plan through, and Britain will keep exporting, keep growing, keep job creating, and yes, we'll be back in the black, but only if the Conservatives are back in government. And my friends, let's be clear what all this is for. The most important words on this manifesto are these: a brighter, more secure future for you and your family. I didn't come into politics to be some sort of high-powered accountant and just balance the books. I desperately want this to be a country where children can make the most of their God-given talents, whatever their background. Where if you want a job, you can get one. Where if you're working, commuting, saving, raising a family, you feel like the odds are stacked for you, not against you. That is why I'm here. That is why I'm a Conservative. For me, the best moments of the last 5 years haven't been about the pomp and the ceremony, the G8 meetings or the G20 meetings, or heaven forbid, the EU Council meetings. They've been the meetings with the couples who have the keys to their first home, the meetings with the apprentices learning their first trade, the people knowing the satisfaction of a day's work after years on the dole. That is what I mean by a good life. Families secure, the peace of mind that comes with a proper job and a career, the security of knowing your children are getting a great education. And that is why the next 5 years are so much, much more important than the last 5 years. Because having rescued our economy and set Britain back on her feet, now is our chance to truly finish the job. To make this a country where those who work hard and do the right thing can enjoy a good life. Now this manifesto, it is thick with plans to achieve just that. We are taking, and will continue to take, the difficult decisions necessary, controlling welfare to reward work, pursuing multinationals so they pay their taxes, making government more efficient, saving £1 for every £100 the government spends for 2 years, and through the Parliament, we will make sure of all these things. The personal tax threshold is raised to £12,500. You don't pay the 40p tax rate until you're earning £50,000. Your family home taken out of inheritance tax. There's £8 billion more a year for our NHS, so it's there for your family 7 days a week. Rail fares frozen for 5 years. 500 new free schools delivered. 200,000 starter homes built. A manifesto that is right there, four square behind working people in our country. Only a Conservative government can deliver it. And today, in this manifesto, all set out here today in this manifesto, we have three new commitments to make to the working people of Britain. Now, part of having a good life is having a home of your own. It's not about assets and appreciating values. It's about someone standing there with the keys in their hand, thinking, this place is mine. That's why Conservatives have committed to building a property-owning democracy for generations. And today, I can tell you what this generation of Conservatives is going to do about it. As the most expensive council properties fall vacant, we're going to require councils to sell them off, and we'll replace them with new affordable housing in the same area. That will save billions of pounds a year to reinvest in housing to make sure more people get a home of their own. And we'll use the money that we save to do two things. First, we will create a £1 billion brownfield regeneration fund. This will be money for councils to get brownfield land ready to build on, to get the diggers in the ground and make way for 400,000 new homes. And second, we're going to use that money to radically expand one of the Conservative Party's landmark ideas, the right to buy your council house. Now, that right is currently denied to most of the people who live in housing association properties. So I can tell you, the next Conservative government will extend the right to buy to all housing association tenants in our country. So, let's be clear about what this means. That is 1.3 million extra families, a whole generation given the security of a home of their own. So let the message ring out from this generation of Conservatives. You've worked hard. You've saved. That home you live in, it's yours to buy, yours to own. The dream of a property-owning democracy is alive, and we will help you fulfil it. Now, a good life should mean that raising your family, it feels like an incredible and joyful and, yes, sometimes completely exhausting journey, but it shouldn't be a permanent struggle with the bills. And that's why our second commitment to working people is on childcare. For families with young children, this is not one issue amongst many, it is the issue they rightly care about. And they're asking, how can we make this work? How can we afford it? It shouldn't have to be this way. That's why we're making childcare tax-free. It's why we've already funded 15 hours of free universal childcare a week for families with 3- and 4-year-olds. And I can tell you today, we are going further, a lot further. Because of the changes that we've made to curb pension relief for the highest earners, we can afford to make the following commitment. We are going to take that free childcare, and for working families, we will double it. With a Conservative government, you will get 30 hours of free childcare a week, equivalent to £5,000 a year. So we say to the working parents of 3- and 4-year-olds, £5,000 of savings for you, only with 5 more years of Conservatives in government. That's for working people in our country. It's hard having a good life without a good job. So commitment number three to working people. We are going to make sure that work really pays in our country. Not just now, but always. We've already made that major increase in the personal allowance, so you can now earn £10,600 without paying any income tax at all. By 2020, we'll have raised that further to £12,500, making sure no one on the minimum wage who works 30 hours a week pays any income tax on their wages. But today, I can tell you, we are going to go one step further. We are going to legislate that as the minimum wage rises, the basic tax-free allowance is automatically uprated too. You heard that right. If Conservatives are in government, we will change the law so that no one earning the minimum wage will pay income tax. Yes, the tax-free minimum wage under the Conservatives. Now, this will be a landmark change, but it has echoes of an earlier one. Back in 1977, two backbenchers secured the landmark Rooker-Wise amendment in the budget. Its purpose was to link the personal tax allowance to inflation so that the lowest earners weren't overtaxed or taxed by stealth. And what we're announcing today, if you like, is the modern, compassionate, conservative version of that change. It means we can proudly say that this is the party of working people. For millions of workers, not just the party of low income tax, but us, the party of no income tax. So this is what we offer: strong leadership, a clear economic plan, a brighter, more secure future. And all of it rooted in who we are as Conservatives. Conservatism isn't some high and mighty abstract theory. It's a set of down-to-earth values, the expression of what is in the hearts of the majority of people in our country. If you want to know who I'm in it for, I'm in it for the people who live within the rules, who do the right thing, who set the alarm early in the morning, do the school run, clock in at work, whose good deeds and good humour are what makes British communities strong. People whose patriotism may be quiet, but whose love for this country is deep and great. And I share it. I am, above all, a patriot. I love my country with all my heart. And that is why, 5 years ago, almost to the day, I stood on a stage, quite like this one, asking you to give me and this party 5 years to save our country from ruin. And it's why I stand on this stage and ask you for five more to finish the job. With five more years, we can turn the good news in our economy into a good life for you and your family. With five more years, we can have more people hearing that they've got a job, more people standing in their new home, or watching their children walk into a brilliant school, or seeing their daughter start an apprenticeship, or knowing real dignity in retirement. Security at every stage of your life. And my message to Britain is this: we have come this far together. Let's not waste the past 5 years. Now is not a time to put it all at risk. It's the time we build on the progress we've made. We offer a good life for those willing to try, because we're the party of working people. So if you want a more secure Britain, if you want a brighter future for you, for your family, then together, let us not go back to square one. Let us finish what we've begun.